So Shabbos, from a Daraisa standpoint, is really just a day of restraint, holding back, a lot of it. You have 39 laws you can't do on Shabbos, and it's more or less just not doing it, holding back. So the way we know and feel Shabbos is not a day of just not doing the holding back of restraint. It's really a day of Kedusha, where we tap into a higher reality, so they have any, we feel good about ourselves, we feel good, we feel connected, we feel Kedusha. It's a fascinating thing that from restraining, from holding back, from not doing, we actually tap into something, a positive, proactive thing. So the simple understanding is that when a person holds back from the building of this world is a world that blocks us from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the Kedusha. When we pull back on the involvement in this world, so automatically the Kedusha flows down. The Kedusha is really everywhere. It's just blocked. You can't see it. Hold back, then it automatically starts coming in. But in order to really tap into Shabbos, into the Kedusha HaShabbos, the Navi gave us a certain set of guidelines which proactively connected us to the Kedusha of Shabbos. The Navi Yeshaya says, should we lay in this sukkim on Yom Kippur, and start in the middle of the pasuk says, V'chivadatai, Shivachavit Shabbos, which we learn, the Gemara learns out, that means we should wear Big Day Shabbos. You shouldn't just dress like you regularly dress. You come on Big Day Shabbos, it makes a person feel good about himself, makes a person feel different. V'yatzis derechacha, a person shouldn't walk hardly, relax. You're not running around, you relax, you walk slow. Mimtzei chatzicha, without being involved in our business, we hold back from being involved in business. And we don't speak words that are about non-Shabbos things. The Gemara and Halacha defines each of these things. I'm not going to define everything, I'm just trying to give a broad understanding. And then the pasuk says, "Oz, if you do that, then you'll delight in Hashem." And Hashem says, "I will ride you abam se'aretz on the heights of the world." And I will feed to you the nachla, the portion of Yaakov Avicha. What's the portion of Yaakov Avicha? So Rashi brings down. That's what Parasi Yavu came of as a friend of Anegba. Hashem says, you will go out in all directions without stopping. That means that there's no restraints of the Gashmias, of being confined with the borders. Nitzchias, there's no confining. A person does these mitzvahs and he connects to what's above and beyond the finite, and he can connect to the infinite. So, if you think about it, without these mitzvahs, Shabbos would basically look like this. You have Musaf on Shabbos. So Shabbos would be 6:50, it would be 6:40. Wake up 6:40, put on your weekday clothes, run to the avenue. The second avenue is over. You run home, grab a tuna fish sandwich, run to work. You can't walk, so you have to run. You can't drive, so you have to run to work. You sit down, you can't do malacha, so you would have your weekly conference about how the business was running last week and what you're going to do next week, and you wouldn't feel good at Shabbos. And you wouldn't be doing anything wrong. Everything would be according to Allah. You wouldn't do any malach. You wouldn't do anything with the rice wrong. Through this pasuk, we have Eidik Shabbos. We have a Shabbos Suda. And we have a Yishuvah Shabbos. And we wake up late. We sleep. That's part of Eidik Shabbos. We dress in Shabbos clothing. And Shabbos is relaxed. Slow walking. It builds a whole new type of Shabbos. So I'd like to discuss one of these halachas. And a small aspect of one of the halachas. The halacha is Dabar Dabar. That a person is not supposed to speak speeches of the weekday. Which simply means, Lamashal, you can't say to somebody, you know, get me a car bringing outside of my house, Matzah Shabbos taking to the airport. You're discussing malacha, you're discussing a non-Shabbos activity, you can't say that on Shabbos. Shabbos is completely focused on the Kedusha of Shabbos. So the Gemara brings down the Megah Joshua, it says, Daber Dover, you can't speak. The Gemara says of Joshua that Deber is Usher, but Hirer is Mukher. Obviously, a person is thinking in his head that I want to get a car to the airport, Matzah Shabbos. So that's Mutal Halacha. But it happens to be, as a side, the Halacha says, Hirer Ba'asak of Mutter, if a person thinks about his business, that's Mutter. When you come back, and the Mechaber says, still, Mishum Einik Shabbos, because of Einik Shabbos, which is a different mitzvah, Mitzvah Shalai Yachshe Behem Klal, a person shouldn't think about his business at all. The end of Kilu Kom Lachta Yasuya. And it should be in his eyes like everything's finished. And Mishabur explains, if you start thinking about your business, most people, when they think about the business, it's not so much fun. It's not such an ending, you're not relaxed. You start, who knows what's happening. So part of any Shabbos is, Kilu Kom Lachta Yasuya, Mishabur brings down from the Chilta, and it says, Shesh Yisom Ta'abayim, so work for 6 days of Rasis Kom Lachta, and you should know I work. So the Mechilta asks, "V'chi'af shel adam lasis kol malachtai b'shishas yamin? Could you do all your work in 6 days?" Ella, however, shvois, stop. Ki ilu kol malachtecha yisur. Shabbos, we should look at it as everything's done, taken care of. We're in Elam Haba is over, and that way a person could really connect to Shabbos. But the Gemara is telling us that here is mutter. So the Gemara in Shabbos kuf nun amar al. That's the question. Gemara says, you tell me here is mutter. It would come out that here is lav kedibur. That here meaning thought is not like speech. You tell me deeper is usser, davi deeper is usser. Here, you tell me thought is mutter. Obviously, here does not suffice to be considered speech. So Gemara asks the question that we find, Ba'amar Rabba Barachana, Rabba Barachana told us, Amar Yechon and the Shem of the Bishra. B'chol mokim in any place, mutter lahar, a person could think and learning, chutz mi beis amechot, mi beis akise, except for a washout, or a beis akise. So you might ask me a question, if you tell me that here, thought is not considered speech, so why can't they think in the beis akise? Why can't they think in the bathhouse? I'm not speaking. So the Gemara answers, the Gemara makes a special drasha, I'm not going to get into the drasha, and it's a special drasha proving to me that I can't, even though here is not considered thinking, I still can't think in the base of Merachas and the base of Kisim. So the Paiskin, the Rosh, or Ben Yehuda and Brachas, proof in the Gemara, that we see, the Pasuk tells us, Dibur is Aser, here is Mutter. And the Gemara seemingly asks from that to a regular standard case of speech and thought. So we could derive from this that in Kol Terakula, thought is not like speech, and thought does not suffice to get the speech. Where is that again? Person has to make a bracha. Person needs to make a bracha. Could he think instead of speaking the bracha? He'll think the bracha in his head. So the place can say, Allah Almighty, we pass on the way that the speech does not, the thought does not suffice as a speech. Here is Lav Kedibur, and you're not yet to the bracha. The issue is that the Rambam, in Nocha Shabbos, in Parak Chav Dalet, brings down this first halacha that we've been discussing. He says, the halacha of Daber Dover, he says, the Daber Dover, a person can't speak mundane speech on Shabbos. He brings down the halacha of Dibur Aser, speech is Aser. Her Mutter, the thought is Mutter. So the Rambam is passing like in Forshay Mar, you could think. So simply we would see, Her is Lav Kedibur. The Fertish Agasarye, that the Rambam in Nochas Brachas in Perak Aleph of Nochas Brachas says the following: Kol Brachas Kulan, all the Brachas Tzarach Sheshmi El Ozne. The person when he says the Bracha, he has to be audible to his ears. Ma Shuhu Emer, what he's saying. In Lai Sheshmi El, if he did not hear what he said, Yotzi still Yotzi the Bracha. The Rambam says Bein Shehaitzi Bisfasav, whether he spoke the words with his lips, Bein Shebeirat Belivai, or whether he said the Bracha in his heart. So the Rambam is clearly saying that if a person thinks of bracha, he's yaitz the bracha. So for the Shach is a seer. The Rambam is passing in Uchas brachas here is kedi. If I think of bracha, I'm yaitz the bracha. By Shabbos, he brings down the mafurshim Gemara's drasha for the pasuk, but here is Lakadir. So to answer this stira, I first like to break down what does it mean deeper? Deeper, what does it mean deeper? We're trying to substitute thought for speech. We have to understand what thought speech is to understand why or why not thought could be a substitute for that speech. So you can look at speech simply in two ways. Speech, usually, in a simple understanding, is a way for me to convey to you what I'm thinking in my head. It's a means. It's a chatimtza for me to give over to you what's in my head. If I telepathically could convey to you what I'm thinking, I wouldn't need the words. The point of the words are complete wherewithal to get what's inside me into you. If that's what Deber is, it's much easier to understand the Deber, that here is Kedeber. Because what is the point of Deber? The point of Deber is only the here, it's the thought. It's the thought that I have that I want to get to you. The Deber is the means for me to get that to you. To say that here is Kedeber in such an understanding is much easier to understand. But there's another way we can understand what Deber is. When a person speaks, he's also creating a word. It has its own entity to itself. What does that mean? So when you write, so you wrote a word, the word has its own existence. It's written down. When you speak, even scientifically, you created a physical thing. There's sound waves. It takes on a physical matzias to itself. If it's Dvaram Sheva Kedusha, the words you spoke actually have an intrinsic Kedusha to themselves. It's a freestanding being you can't see with your eyes, but it's a freestanding existing being that is unto itself a thing that exists, that you created through speech. To say on that here is Kedibur, is much harder to understand. That if what I'm discussing here is creating a word through speech, to say that my thought could create that is a much bigger jump. So when a person makes a bracha, when a person davens, what's he coming to do? When a person davens, makes a bracha, he's talking to Hashem. He's being meshabeach Hashem. He's asking of Hashem. He's having a conversation with Hashem. In such a way, it's much easier to understand why here is Kedibur. The point is here, and Hashem knows what I'm thinking. I can convey to him telepathically what I want. I don't need to say the words. So it's understandable to say that here is Kedibur. And the Rambam paskens and Nochas Brachas, here is Kedibur. But what's the Isser of Dabra Dabra? When we deal with Shabbos, there's an Isser to speak to say Dabra Dabra. What is the understanding of that Isser? So one could say that the Isser is not just conveying a thought of Chol in Shabbos. Actually, when I say the words of Chol, I'm creating a mundane Chol type of word that has an existence. And this word is right now living in Kedusha Shabbos. And this word is being Mechal Shabbos. On such an understanding of what Deber is, when I'm making a word of Chol and Shabbos, and that's being Mechal Shabbos, the Rambam here is Laka Deber. That type of here does not suffice to be considered a Deber. But I think I'm not really creating in that same way a living being onto itself of Chol. So if we did the Rambam passing, here's Lafka Deber. And this could have a halach and Lafka Mina. What happens if I speak to the wall, I'm in a room with myself, there's no one there, and I just talk to the wall and I say, I'm going to go after Shabbos, I'm going to drive to the airport. Is that awesome? So if the understanding of the Deber and Shabbos is more the conventional speech, which is that I can't convey to somebody the thoughts about Chol, so if I'm speaking to the wall, I'm not conveying it to anybody. But if the side of the Isser Deber of Chol is creating words of Chol, then it's much more understandable to say that when I'm speaking to nobody, and I said the words, and the words had an entity onto itself. Words of Chol were created. And it's a place of the Paiskin, but the Aliyah Rabbi clearly says that even if a person speaks to himself, he says the words to himself, it still has an Isser of Davida. With this, we can also understand a very, very shvera shita the Shai Tshuva brings down. Shai Tshuva brings down from the Shela Siyayitz, a halacha that a person can't read the newspapers on Shabbos. You want to read the business part of the newspaper, go through the stocks, you know how to do that. Problem is, why not? It's here. Here is Mutter. I'm just reading. I'm not saying the words out. I'm thinking. What's the issue with thinking through reading the words that are in the magazine? So the simple way to understand it is somehow when I'm reading, not just thinking in my head, but I'm reading something concrete in front of me, it's a bigger, better here, and that's a bigger, better here, that's us. But with the way we're going, we can understand maybe a little bit better. When you have words written in a book, those words exist, but the book is closed, and the book, so to speak, is dormant. To itself, it doesn't have, it's nothing. It has no chashivas. When a person opens the book and reads the words, he's, quote, so to speak, is giving life to the words. He's giving an appreciation to the words, and he's making the words come alive, and they have meaning. So when I read the book, the issur is not what's going on in my head, that I'm thinking words of chal. The issur is that now those words in the book are becoming the words of chal, and those words in the book are actually getting, quote, unquote, life. And I'm right now being mechadish, words of chal and Shabbos, through my reading, I'm giving life and reality to those words in the book. So the issur is not what's in my head, the issur is what's written on the magazine. Those words of chal are getting life and now being mechal on the Shabbos.
So if the book is on the other side of the bait line, and we're up, we'll be in prison.
That's a shmack after me. Yeah. So one more thought on this, with this Sakira, is a very famous Shver Shita. The Mechaber brings down in Hilchos Berachas Atayra. The halacha is that a person makes Berachas Atayra. The Mechaber brings down a Mehar v'divrei Atayra. Someone's thinking and learning ain't tzarach lavar. He doesn't have to make a brach. The understanding is because the mitzvah of Talmud Torah has to be through speech.
Listening also then.
Shemek Aydin. Okay. But the Goyin happens to be on the side. The Goyin disagrees. The Goyin says part of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is thinking. We don't go with that Goyin. Simply, we should really tell how he goes with it. But at least L'chumra, not I'm not saying L'chumra, meaning to use her to be make the bracha a good bracha, doesn't sound like a good of halacha. But whatever it is, the Mechaber simply says, here doesn't need a bracha. A person who wants to think and learning doesn't even make a bracha first. But the halacha right before that, in halacha gimbal, the Mechaber brings down, ha-kaisev b'divrei Torah. What happens if I write divrei Torah? I will be in a kaira, even though you don't read it, tzarach lavar. So the very hard halacha to understand. What's the issue? If thought doesn't require a bracha, why does writing require a bracha? So now let's jump back to the Gemara for a second. The Gemara we originally brought down compared the speech of Shabbos to thinking and learning in the bathroom. So now we just said Lefi the Rambam. We're trying to say with Lefi the Rambam is the thought and the speech of Shabbos that's usher is not what's going on in my head. It's the creation of the words that I say. The Gemara is comparing that to the thought of learning. How do we compare that to thoughts of learning? If this logic is true, it would come out that learning too, the mitzvah of learning, the deeper of learning that's needed, is the same type of deeper that we're discussing, that the mitzvah of learning is to create these words of Kedusha. That's a part of the mitzvah. Part of what I'm making a bracha on is not just the thought, the rayon of the learning, it's also the fact that when I see the words in the Torah, if I hold that I need to speak to be answered in the mitzvah of Torah, I'm creating words of Kedusha, words of Torah, and these words have a certain reality to themselves, and that's part of what my mitzvah is, and that's part of what I'm making a bracha. So the Gemara had the right to make a parallel and say that if Hiror in Shabbos is Lav Kedibur, so therefore Hiror in learning is also Lav Kedibur. If this would be true, it would be very geshmak, the Mechaber. When I'm thinking in learning, the reason why Hiror in learning is Lav Kedibur and doesn't require a bracha is because the mitzvah of learning is to also create those words of Kedusha of Torah. And when I'm being Mahar, here is Lav Kedibur. But when I'm writing, I'm creating those words even more than when I speak. I wrote down the words. I made these words. These words have an inherent Kedusha. And this piece of paper right now has Kedusha. You can't throw it on the floor. Falls on the floor, you give it a kiss. That means that I created those words of Kedusha. So Vada, it would be even better than here. It would be even better than Dibur. And of course, I would have to make a bracha when I write these words.
Okay, fine.
Very nice. You might not have quoted it.
Amazing. Sure.
Like when you put on the